This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Despite being seen as a vulnerable swing state incumbent, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has embraced controversy in his bid for re-election this year. And with the help of millions of dollars from Republican donors and groups, he's also relentlessly attacked Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes. As Rich Kramer reports, there are signs the approach may be working.
There are different ways to run campaigns in a 50-50 state like Wisconsin. There's the cautious approach, and then there's the one being taken by Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. During a recent gathering of a couple hundred Republicans at a Racine County Fairgrounds pavilion, Johnson delivers what sounds momentarily like a typical swing state speech. He calls for unity, and he says Republicans want to heal the nation.
Aren't you getting tired of the division and the anger?
But Johnson quickly pivots. He accuses Democrats of purposely driving up the cost of gas to force people into electric vehicles. He blames Democrats for inflation, saying it amounts to stealing people's savings. And he says progressives, like Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes, want to change the country because they don't like it.
This fundamental transformation of America is fundamentally destroying this country. We got to save it. These people have to be stopped.
The crowd at this rally feeds off of Johnson's remarks. Rich Strom, a Republican living near Burlington, says he likes that Johnson stands up for what he believes.
He's not your ordinary politician. He's a successful businessman, and he doesn't give the politically correct answers all the time. He does state things the way they are.
The list of Johnson's controversial statements is long. In just the past couple years, he has frustrated public health officials when he repeatedly questioned the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine. Republican Mary Lacomi of Union Grove says she agrees with Johnson.
He's been behind the COVID stuff. I think he's really gotten behind the people that have been, say, vaccine injured or worse.
Johnson has also downplayed the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And recently, text messages came to light showing Johnson's office tried to deliver slates of fake electors to former Vice President Mike Pence the day of January 6th. Former Democratic State Senate Majority Leader Chuck Koala says Johnson's involvement in the fake election scheme shows he's an enabler of Republicans pushing for autocracy.
He is not the one strategizing to make it happen, but he will help them make it happen, and that is a terrible danger for our democracy.
Johnson's controversial approach has worn thin with some Wisconsin voters based on years of polling by the Marquette University Law School. In recent years, a growing number of voters have held a negative view of Johnson. But Scott Jensen, a Republican lobbyist and former Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, says favorability ratings aren't the only thing that win elections.
Ron Johnson may not be able to improve his numbers, but he can dramatically reduce Mandela Barnes' numbers.
A Marquette poll in August showed Barnes leading Johnson by 7 percentage points among likely voters. But after Republicans spent tens of millions of dollars attacking Barnes for being soft on crime, that lead disappeared.
I think some of the early post-primary polling was too friendly to Barnes.
That's Jessica Taylor, the Senate and Governor's editor for the Cook Political Report.
Sources I talked to and my own analysis was that this was never going to be a 7-point race or something. Wisconsin is just too close for that, that this is going to be a 51-49, 52-48 race.
Several recent polls have showed Johnson leading Barnes, though the race remains tight. Taylor says the attacks on Barnes have been so successful that even if people dislike Johnson, there will be some who vote for him anyway. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio will have a story tomorrow about Senator Johnson's Democratic challenger, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.